How to heal your vows of poverty with Rachel Skultalk, Angel Medium. Could vows of poverty and deprivation be holding you back financially and in other ways? Many people unknowingly have these blocks, which are created from fear and misguided beliefs that were irrelevant to you, maybe in this lifetime or another. You may have made a declaration, belief or vow that works against your current desires and needs. There are usually some clues that you are carrying contrary beliefs which are holding you back. For example, have you ever said or thought anything like the following statements? I don't want money, I just want to help people. I don't want to be seen as selfish or greedy. I only need enough to get by. I hate money. I'm spiritual, not material. I don't deserve XYZ. Your words and thoughts are powerful enough to manifest into form. They're powerful enough to work against your manifesting efforts and sabotage you. These kind of statements act like powerful affirmations or vows. And even though you may no longer believe these words or ideas, they can sabotage your current intentions, especially if you don't consciously reverse them. Hidden in the subconscious, vows of poverty and beliefs about lack can sabotage your hard work and manifesting efforts. These energetic contracts tend to surface during stressful times when fear enters your mind. They can be particularly prevalent right now because there is so much fear around the economy. When you notice scarcity of money, time, energy, or support in your life, see it as a perfect opportunity to clear energetic blocks and vows which are definitely affecting you. As you shift these fears, vows, and outdated ideas, you'll start to receive the prosperity that you want and deserve. Every little barrier that you remove makes a big difference because thoughts, beliefs, words, and ideas are energy and they can have more impact on you than the actual economy. There is not one single spiritual law that says you must be excluded from receiving prosperity or the support that you want. And even if you're unsure about whether vows of poverty exist for you, it's worth doing a blanket clearing of any and all possible blocks within you which negate prosperity, abundance, feeling peaceful and successful. As you clear your mind and energetic field of these abundance blocks, then what you want can flow more easily into your life. A vow of poverty can show up as guilt. Guilt about asking for abundance, guilt about everything, especially receiving money or blessings of any kind. If you feel guilty about asking for or accepting help, that will definitely block you. Spiritual perfectionism, believing that you have to be really good and perfect to deserve any blessings at all. Believing that you can't be both spiritual and abundant. Feeling uncomfortable or unconfident about handling money or receiving help of any kind. A vow of poverty can show up as resisting receiving money in exchange for healing services or any work that feels easy and natural to you. And it can show up as procrastination and delaying life changes that you know would lead to your personal fulfillment and abundance out of a sense of buried unworthiness. So how do you heal your vows of poverty? It's important to consciously rescind and release any vows of poverty and blocks that you have to receiving. You deserve to be free from struggle and guilt. You can work with the angels to release and transmute these contracts and undo their effects in your life. The four most powerful archangels to clear vows and contracts are the Archangel Ariel, Angel of Abundance, Archangel Michael, the Angel of Protection, Archangel Metatron, the Angel of Vibration, and Archangel Zadkiel, the Angel of the Violet Flame. These four archangels can sever all the attachments and blocks from you and your energy. They can use the violet flame and their sword of light to undo their effects and realign you with the right energy and mindset to receive prosperity. If you'd like to release your vows of poverty, start by making a list of all the ways that you can think of that you feel blocked with abundance manifesting. Then write down any beliefs that you could be carrying that cancel prosperity in your life. If you have guilt, write, I'm now ready to release my guilt about receiving money or asking for money. Write as much as you can until you can't think of any more blocks. Even if they sound silly, write them down. Then light a candle and ask the angels to be with you. Invoke them. Say aloud, I invoke Archangel Michael, Archangel Ariel, Archangel Metatron, Archangel Zachiel to be with me. And then pray and say, please, Archangels, help me with my intention to heal and release all vows and blocks that keep me stuck in scarcity, poverty, limitation. Then state aloud, I am now willing to revoke all limiting vows and blocks to receiving abundance in all its forms. I ask my angels and the archangels to energetically release them from me in all directions of space and time and undo their karmic effect on my life. Then sit in meditation, breathing deeply as you allow the angels to work on you and clear away those cords and anything else that's blocking your energy. Do you want some help releasing your blocks to abundance? I can help you to release all your blocks and vows to receiving abundance, including your vows of poverty, at the Archangel Metatron and Sandalphon Sacred Manifesting Attunement. You can book your spot or get the replay by going to my menu and selecting Attunements and the Sacred Manifesting Attunement, or send me an email and I will send you the link. Have fun releasing your vows of prosperity, your vows of poverty, and I will see you next time.